and a low APR.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
I met someone. You hear it a lot from people on Match, because more people have met their someone on Match than any other dating app. Everyone wants to find that meaningful connection. And Match is not only number one in first, but second dates too.
Now here's a free offer for our listeners. Go to match.com/play for 7 days free. That's 7 days completely free to search, view photos, and connect. This free offer is found at match.com/play. That's match.com/play.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop The Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, Asics, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, The Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, failing to prepare is preparing to fail. And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventive maintenance, or a new unit. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.
We welcome you into the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Our score at the break, Mountain Home leading Searcy 23-16. We'll look over our halftime numbers in a moment. Right now we're joined at the broadcast position by Mountain Home boys basketball coach Josh Fulcher. And Josh, not tough night for your boys this past Friday night. Sweetheart Royalty 59-50. You guys fell to the Greenbrier Panthers. Seemed like a lot of contributors for that Panther team, particularly Devin Clark.
Yes, well, you know, yeah, he lit us up. You know, I was saying earlier, he got going early, gave him a couple in-rhythm looks, and then he shot the ball really well. We had a hand in his face, but, you know, he played really well. We knew, you know, the thing about that Greenbrier team is that last year, you know, they had two guys, you know, that we knew, you know, you had to stop those two. But this bunch, they've got several dangerous players on that bunch. And,
yeah.
You know, they played really well. We didn't play our best game, and as a result, we lost. But that's what I've been saying about this conference blend is everybody is so close to each other. You know, if you don't play a good ball game, you're going to lose.
Yeah.
So, and that was, you know, and they kind of pulled away down the stretch. We had a lull there with some turnovers, some things that the ball didn't bounce away, a couple, you know, things here and there, but we didn't respond very well to it. The effort was there. We just didn't show a lot of poise and composure kind of down that stretch there that we needed to beat a good Greenbrier team.
One thing I was encouraged by, because one thing, because we'd been highlighting the battle, but you know, before the game, the battle between on down low between David Waymeyer and AJ Matthews. Waymeyer didn't really have any issue with that.
You know, and we went into it knowing, you know, this kid's a really talented kid. If you give him space, if you let him work. But how much does he like contact? We're not seeing him going in there and battle and being really physical.
Right.
And one thing we know about David loves to bang.
Yes, he does.
And so we're going to bring the battle to him. We're going to keep a body on that guy and not let him use his athleticism. You know, David's strength is his size and his physicality. And, David did a really nice job. We did a really nice job on him in general. It was just that four man, you know, number two, that's the guy we didn't step up and have an answer for. But, you know, I was. David did a really good job. It was the first time somebody was able to kind of measure up with him. You know, he had a few looks there, you know, that he's not used. You know, he's used to being there when he catches it, and he's playing above everybody and let a easy one go early. But, you know, I thought he adjusted well to it for sure.
Well, you're playing a Searcy team that it seems like they always tend to show up for Mountain Home.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's a big game. It's a big game for both of us. But the thing about the Searcy team is they've been in every game. They've had leads late in the fourth quarter. You know, they could very easily be 5-0 in this thing. They're 4-1. You know, so, BB come in here and played a really good game against them. But they were up on Morrilton. They were up on Greenbrier in the fourth quarter. Should have beat both of them, to be honest with you, and kind of let leads slip. But, you know, Searcy, in my opinion, has the best starting five in this conference and probably the best overall player in the Hicks kid.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's just a sophomore, but, man, he's great. He comes from a good pedigree. You know, his dad was an outstanding college and professional player. But, you know, but that's the thing. I mean, you know, you shouldn't win a ball game if you don't play good. So we need to come in here and play well. It's a big game. It's a big game as far as our seeding, our head-to-head stuff goes. But it's going to be a battle. It's going to be a big battle tonight. But this Searcy team, you know, they've won their last two. They went into Valonia, beat them, you know, close to 20 on Saturday. They've won their last two. They're probably peaking. We're catching them at a good time for them. But, you know, I mean, that's what we want. We want to come in here and kind of prove ourselves on their home court. But it won't be easy. We're going to have to play a good ball game tonight for sure.
Absolutely. Well, Josh, thanks for joining us, and good luck tonight.
Matt, appreciate you. Appreciate all you do. Go Bombers.
That was Mountain Home Boys basketball coach Josh Fulcher. We'll take a break, come back, and check our halftime numbers in a moment. Our score at halftime, Mountain Home leading Searcy 23-16. You're listening to the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, "Failing to prepare is preparing to fail." And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventive maintenance, or a new unit. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.
They say, want a new wireless plan? Gotta buy a new phone. At Simple Mobile, we say, just bring your own phone. Then pop in a Simple Mobile SIM card and boom, you've got 30-day unlimited plans starting at just $25 with nationwide coverage on a lightning-fast 4G LTE network, all with no contract. You can keep it complicated, or you can mobile simple with Simple Mobile.
Available nationwide at Best Buy, Simple Mobile dealers, and authorized retailers. See the latest terms and conditions of service at simplemobile.com.
This is Drew.
Hello.
Drew thinks he has good oral care.
Yep, I'm a brusher twice a day.
But Drew's actually being a little oral careless.
Wait, what?
See, rinsing with ACT anti-cavity mouthwash helps you go beyond brushing.
How's that possible?
ACT mouthwash can reduce cavities up to 70% more than brushing alone.
Whoa, and I have a serious sweet tooth.
It also helps strengthen teeth.
I'm in. From now on, I'm a brusher and a rinser. I guess I'm like a brinser.
Ooh, good one. Don't be oral careless. Use ACT anti-cavity mouthwash every day.
I'll be...
We welcome you back into the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Mount Holmes girls leading Searcy 23-16 at the break. Taking a look at the scoring summary for both teams. Mount Holmes already with one player in double figures. That is Hannah Pfeiffer with 14 points, 12 of those from behind the arc. 4 points on the night for Emma Martin, 3 for Peyton Husky, and 2 for Anna Grace Foreman. Leading the way for Searcy right now is Taylor Branch with 9 points. 3 on the night for Emily Housley and 2 for Latiana Floyd and Sydney Hicks. Hicks went 2 of 2 from the free throw line in the second quarter. Let's go wrap up the Central Heating and Cooling halftime show. We'll come back and get the second half started in just a moment. Our score at the break, Mountain Home leading Searcy 23-16. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Meet the man behind the lyrics of hit songs from yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Bobby Tomberlin, Nashville hit singer and songwriter, will perform in the Ed Coulter Performing Arts Center at The Shed Tuesday, February 20th at 6 p.m. Bobby co-wrote the number one country and top five AC single, One More Day, recorded by Diamond Rio. Bobby has also co-written songs recorded by Barbara Streisand, Blake Shelton, Willie Nelson, and more. Don't miss Bobby Tomberlin Tuesday evening, February 20th at The Shed. Admission is free, no tickets required.
Baxter Regional Medical Center is proud of our latest achievement.